It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh City Controller Michael Lamb has withdrawn from the city's mayoral race. In doing so, he's also announced that he is endorsing former Pennsylvania Auditor General Jack Wagner. Lamb is the fourth candidate to drop out of the Democratic primary, if you include Mayor Ravenstahl, who announced weeks ago that he's not seeking re-election. So that leaves four candidates left on the ballot for the May 21st Democratic primary: City Councilman Bill Peduto, former Pennsylvania Auditor General Jack Wagner, community activist A.J. Richardson, and State Rep. Jake Wheatley. Joining us now in Studio A to discuss the makeup for this Democratic mayoral final four, if you will, and how we got to this point is Pittsburgh City Paper editor Chris Potter. Chris, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. Good to be here.
If you have a comment or question for our guest concerning the mayor's race, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. So, Chris Potter, why did Michael Lamb drop out of the mayoral race, and what about the timing of this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, the timing was very strange. Last week, a couple of the other candidates dropped out. There's a series of sort of deadlines, and March 27th is the date where if you're not going to be in the race, that's usually when you drop out, and that's when Darlene Harris, one of the folks who didn't survive March Madness, to use your metaphor, dropped out. Jim Furlow also had dropped out before that. But I don't know that anybody's terribly surprised in the sense that Michael Lamb's campaign, almost coming from out of the gate, never really got its footing. And I think finally he just ended up bowing to the inevitable. It just never seemed like there was really a niche for him to kind of define himself. As much as this race kind of expanded and contracted, he just never really kind of got footing beneath him, except when it came to the Democratic endorsement, which was kind of a fluke in its own right.
Well, he got the endorsement, and I mean, was he in the race long enough to really know if he was going to get some footing? Granted, it's not long before May 21st gets here, the primary voting day, but it's still, you know, 6 weeks away. Why drop out now?
Well, I mean, I think if you go back to 2012, when it seemed like this was going to be Mayor Luke Ravenstahl running for re-election, facing two candidates, both of whom were kind of presented very similarly, Councilor Bill Peduto and Mr. Lamb, both sort of these technocratic, good government reformer types. And as we came out of 2012 and they started filing their first campaign finance reports, what you could really see is that Peduto had built up a very sophisticated network. And I think if you were trying to run against the incumbent, you really kind of had to consolidate that base of sort of progressive-minded reformers in the East End and elsewhere in the city, and sort of define yourself as the guy who's taking them on. And I think Peduto sort of boxed Lamb out of that position a little bit. He kind of became the kind of go-to candidate. And I don't think Lamb ever quite fully recovered from that. And you could see that by the relatively small amount of money he was able to raise on his own.
Lamb made his withdrawal sound chivalrous. He said he was dropping.
They always do, Paul. Nobody ever says I can't do it.
He said he was dropping out because, quote, I love Pittsburgh, and a race with so many candidates is blurry and difficult for people, end quote. Talk about falling on your sword. What happened to the more the merrier?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you can go back to 1989 is a really good example of a case where there were multiple candidates. And I think the winning candidate in that race won with, I think, 28-29% of the vote or whatever. And I think what I've heard, you know, what we've heard from other candidates, when Jim Furlow dropped out, he said, that's exactly the outcome I'm trying to avoid. I feel like the next mayor should feel like they've got a consensus behind them, rather than being somebody who's just able to carve out that portion of his base that was just big enough to beat everybody else's base. But yeah, definitely, there's a whole new wrench in the dynamics of the race. You know, Peduto, when this started out, the question was, is Lamb going to take votes away from Peduto? Then after Ravenstahl dropped out and everybody else jumped in, it became good for Peduto to have Lamb in there because he was going to take votes away from Wagner, conceivably. So it's just bizarre, the dynamic as it's played out here, as the race has kind of, again, expanded and contracted.
Would it have been different if Luke Ravenstahl had stayed in the race?
Yeah, because I Wagner certainly wouldn't have gotten in. I don't think. I mean, Harris wouldn't have spent two days of her life running for this office. I doubt Wheatley would have gotten in either.
Would Lamb have stayed in?
Yeah, I think so, probably.
So is this in any way a surprise? What happened yesterday?
I mean, You know, again, the timing was odd. I think if you had said to me if you'd said a month ago, who's going to be in your final four? Michael Lamb would have been, and A.J. Richardson would not have been. And yet here we are.
He is the Wichita State of the mayoral race.
Gonzaga, yeah.
So, you know, in a primary, oftentimes, you know, going back to this idea of the more the merrier, oftentimes in the primary you see a bigger field and people don't worry about the clear choices and whittling it down until you get to the general election.
Right.
But because this is such a Democratic-centric city, does that make the primary almost the foregone conclusion that can't have an overabundance of candidates?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should respect the fact that there is a Republican in this race, Josh Wander, who will be presumably on the ballot in November, although who can tell at this point. But a Republican hasn't won in Pittsburgh, in a Pittsburgh mayor's race since the Great Depression. So yeah, it is almost a foregone conclusion that the winner here will be that guy. I think the bigger issue, and we've sort of touched on it, is there was no way for the sort of loyal opposition within the Democratic Party to have its own little primary. You know what I mean? So there is this kind of amorphous thing that we haven't seen quite a real strong. There's a candidate on one side of the issues and a candidate on the other, the way you would in a general election, because a primary doesn't have that sort of – you need a primary before the primary to have that kind of mechanism, and we just don't have that in our democratic process.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. My guest is Pittsburgh City Paper editor Chris Potter. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question about the mayor's race, some aspect of it, issues that are important to you that you think are maybe not being raised – or a candidate that you'd like to talk up, you're welcome to do it. 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Mr. Lamb is endorsing Jack Wagner for mayor. Do you sense some sort of a deal might have been made here, Chris?
Well, the controller was asked about that by reporters.
I'm sure
he made
his
announcement, and he said, "No, there was no deal. We just talked about, you know, the future of our city." And Mr. Wagner said the same thing shortly after. You know, people are always going to speculate about that stuff. We should remember that of the candidates here. Michael Lamb is unusual in that he has a job for the next 2 years, no matter what happens, because he's got two more years in his term as controller. You know, a lot of people are sort of asking what was going on with that endorsement, because by very virtue of the fact that he and Peduto seemed so similar early on, one might have expected him to get into Peduto's corner, and that didn't happen. His explanation for that was that, and it's an explanation other candidates have given for endorsing Wagner, is, well, Jack appeals to all kinds of people. He's got the support of labor and business, and Peduto is a more divisive figure. It's worth noting that Peduto has sued the Wagner and Lamb campaigns over their campaign fundraising activities, which he says violates a city ordinance. So there might be a little animosity stemming from that legal situation.
Well, clearly there seems to be something going on, because Bill Peduto has been considered the front runner in the mayoral primary since Mayor Ravenstahl dropped out. You pointed out in your blog that Mr. Peduto's response to Mr. Lamb's dropping out of the race was a little frostier than when Mayor Ravenstahl dropped out.
Right.
What about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've taken some flack for that characterization. I was told by members of the Peduto camp that, you know, Bill isn't frosty; he's just honest. So we should note that. I mean, what he said to Ravenstahl is, you know, we wish his family the best. We understand this very difficult decision. And what he essentially said to Lamb was, you know, after Lamb was, this election has become a choice between those who are serious about reform and those who aren't. And I think what that reflects is maybe less personal animus to Lamb than what the Peduto campaign is doing, which is really saying, if you want an alternative to politics as usual, it's us. It's not Jack Wagner. They're going to try very hard to define Wagner as the candidate of the status quo. And, you know, if you look at it, you can say, well, some of the politicians who supported Ravenstahl before support Wagner now, some of the unions too. So there is some grounds for that, and you can expect them to be pounding that nail pretty hard in the weeks to come.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to join our conversation with Pittsburgh City Paper editor Chris Potter. Let's go to Ben in Friendship. Ben, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Hello, Ben. Ben, are you there?
Alas, Ben.
Ben going once, going twice, and gone.
Yes.
Well, he wanted to ask about the Republican candidate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he wanted to ask about the Republican candidate, but this can be like Jeopardy. You can anticipate the the answer with a question.
Who is a who is the lone prepper in the field? Did I win?
Chris, go ahead.
It would be Josh Wander, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do we should we know about him?
You know, I mean, the guy's run for office. I will confess I'm not terribly familiar with his campaign. Like I said, I've been focused mainly on the Democrats because that's where the action is in the spring. He has run for office numerous times before. I believe he ran for city council against Corey O'Connor the last time around. He's running as a Republican. That's about all I can tell you. I will say I give this guy some props. He did go for the Allegheny County labor endorsement, which takes some courage. So kudos to him for walking into that snake pit.
And apparently Ben's question, I feel a little like Karnak here. Do Republican candidates have a valid chance in Pittsburgh?
You know, ever since I've been a reporter, there's been some kind of Republican running for the mayor of Pittsburgh. My personal favorite was a guy named Harry Frost. This is back in the 90s, who it turned out his home address was his mother's couch. And he was not somebody just out of school.
I'm going to stop you just because Ben is back. So, Ben, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Thank you for persevering and making it onto the air with us. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah, I could hear you. But anyways, my question is for Chris is, you know, you see a lot of griping from people who say there's never a chance for a Republican to win. And, I see a lot of this on social media boards and other message boards. And I always hear the argument back, well, if you don't live in the city, then you don't really get a voice. And a lot of Republicans don't live in the city, so they can't run or vote. Is that legitimate or is that what's your view on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a few things are going on. One is that the people who are very often asking for choices against a Luke Ravenstahl are already Democrats themselves. A lot of them are socially liberal Democrats, so they don't have a heck of a lot invested in whether Republicans pop up on the scene unless, you know, except in a sort of vague sense of, well, it would be nice to have more choices. I think, too, you've got to look at who some of the candidates have been. I mentioned Harry Frost before. There have been some decent candidates, Mark DeSantis, who ran a few years back. But even the ones who are good tend not to get a heck of a lot of support from the party overall because what's the point? You're just throwing kind of good money into the Democratic sinkhole that is the city of Pittsburgh as a lot of Republicans look at it. So, you know, I don't see a sudden the floodgates of support opening up for Mr. Wander, although, again, anything can happen and already has in this race, so who's to say?
Now, Bill Peduto has been considered the front runner in the mayoral primary since Mayor Ravenstahl dropped out. With this development yesterday, where does this leave things?
Well, I mean, for one thing, it leaves the Democratic Party without an endorsed candidate in the race, which is an unusual thing. We can talk about that too. I mean, I think the real question is, so where do the voters who are pro-Lamb go now at this point? And, I could see that kind of being a push. Certainly Lamb did have some good government reform type supporters who were in his camp. A lot of those folks will probably go to Peduto. Lamb also had sort of a geographic base in the South Hills because that's sort of where he's from. Some of those folks are probably anyone but Wagner people in terms of their orientation. They will go with Peduto as well. But a lot of the folks who are kind of South Hills loyalists who respected Mike for his roots in the neighborhood may well end up going with Wagner.
And where does this leave the party's endorsement? Lamb, as you mentioned, was the endorsed Democrat in the race. So what happens now? I mean, that endorsement's moot, but can the Democratic Party go back and endorse someone else?
There's a spirited debate about just that question going on. Right now, the status is, as you say, this is what's called an open primary. There's no endorsement, so any member of the Democratic committee can go out and knock doors or do whatever for whoever they want. The chairperson of the Allegheny County committee told me yesterday, Nancy Patton Mills, said, I am not interested in doing a re-endorsement at this point. These candidates had their chance to file for it the first time around. They didn't do it. The chips are falling where they may. There has been some discussion within the city committee, which is sort of a group of just sort of city Democrats, about whether they should have a re-endorsement meeting. Depending on how you read the Democratic bylaws, which I've done, I don't recommend your listeners do until at least a half hour after they eat today. It's rough stuff. There are interpretations of the bylaws that say we could have a re-endorsement. It remains to be seen how that will shake out.
And has this ever happened before?
This is an unprecedented campaign all around.
History is being made.
Yeah.
Kathy and Troy Hill called to ask, is Jake Wheatley a man of substance, as the Post-Gazette said after the incident in the Hill District?
Is he a man of substance? Yes, he takes up volume and has mass. Mr. Wheatley is along with A.J. Richardson, the two black candidates in this race. He has a record as a state representative, which people will be looking at. I'm sort of wary of getting into whether he has substance or not. I think that's for voters to decide. We haven't heard a lot from this newer crop of candidates about where their stand is on the issues, although I'm sure we will be doing in the days ahead. And it remains to be seen whether he'll be a candidate of substance. The same question could be asked of Jack Wagner at this point, too, I'd point out.
This is going to be very interesting. Last headlong push into the May primary, and Pittsburgh City paper editor Chris Potter sorting through some of the issues and recent developments for us, joining us. Thanks so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure.
Up next, we'll learn how Focus Brazil is promoting Brazilian culture in Pittsburgh when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.